back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN here on a Monday morning. Brandon Peoples chatting here today with Dr. Sue Nelson, clinical professor with the Pet Health Center with Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. And it's summertime here, almost. I guess officially June 21st is the start of summer here, but it won't be too long before we're talking fireworks and 4th of July here. And if you have pets, you know that that can be a stressful time here for them, can it?
Yeah, and it's one of the seasons that we see the highest number of lost pets. Dogs get frightened, especially dogs. They get frightened by the sounds of the fireworks, just start running, and before they know it, they're lost. So it is a big concern this time of year. So what can we do about it? So cats, usually fairly smart, they just go hide under something and hunker down for the rest of the night. So making sure you have a room or something where you can kind of close off and keep them kind of secured. Dogs can also, you can find a room to secure them, but the noise tends to affect them even more so than the cats as far as destructive behavior and trying to escape. So it can be quite, cause a lot of anxiety, really strong anxiety for a lot of dogs, to the point where they'll try to chew through a screen or go out a window to try to escape the sound or just be pacing and so restless the whole time. So there are different over-the-counter preparations you can try. A lot of these are kind of herbal or all natural. For the real extreme phobias, those won't work as well. So if you have one of those dogs where their noise anxiety is quite intense, you need to speak to your veterinarian about getting some prescription drugs. And those can make a world of difference between suffering through the 4th of July or being able to tolerate it okay and come out on the other end not so anxious.
And most of us, we know that dogs have a heightened sense of smell over humans here, but I think people don't constantly think about this here, but their hearing's quite better than ours as well.
Yeah, it is. And when they hear those crackles and those screaming missiles, it just drives them crazy. There are some things called a thunder shirts or anxiety wraps that you can put around, and dogs with milder noise anxiety, that may be all it needs for them as well. The other caution besides just the noise anxiety, though, is if you have a dog, let's say, that isn't bothered by the noise and you want to keep them out with you, we worry about them going up and especially retrievers going and picking up a lighted firework or a hot firework and trying to bring it back or getting into some of the goodies that are always around, especially steak bones, things like that, that could be a hazard for them if they ingest them.
I never really thought about that, but those are all good points here. Do you guys ever see a lot of that come into the veterinary hospital there?
We do see where they, you know, few burns to the mouths, but also ingesting things. Corn cobs would be another one. There's a lot of corn on the cob, and so those just don't pass through the GI tract when they eat those.
That's one of my favorite things of summer.
Yes, it is. Just keep it away from the dog.
All right. Good tips there. It's also going to start getting warmer, we think, here at some point. We should start seeing the days of 100 degrees, and that can be sensitive to their feet.
Yes, it can. So be careful about keeping them off the pavement when it's hot during the peak hours of the day. Can get burned. Gravel can get quite hot, and asphalt's a booger with that. So we do see dogs come in that have burns on their pads during the summer. Or, again, they get out and they get frightened. They're running, and aren't used to being out on those surfaces where we actually see wounds on their pads as well besides the burning. And also remember, if you go out, you walk, you jog with your dog, to do that during the cooler hours of the day, so you know, before 10 in the morning, sometime during the evening at night, to try to keep them a little bit cooler and watch for signs of heat exhaustion. So they're starting to lag behind. They're getting thick, ropey saliva. Their gums and their tongue look really dark. Those are all signs they could be starting to overheat. Pull them over, get into some shade, try to offer some water.
I always know that dogs appreciate it also being well-groomed here during the summer.
They do. So for some of the dogs, keeping their coat shorter will benefit them, not only for keeping them cool, but removing some of the ticks and things they may be picking up. Some dogs actually, their longer coats actually do not harm them that much. So kind of know your breed and what's a good thing to shave them down or not.
What about cats? I know cats are a lot of times outdoors here, and mm-hmm. they kind of just do their own thing. How do you know that they're staying cool or staying hydrated during the summer?
Again, have water, lots of available water for both of your dogs and cats when they're staying outside. Cats tend to tolerate the heat a little bit better than dogs do. They tend to not go out. Well, we're usually not taking them out jogging with us for a couple miles in the heat either. They know to get in the cool and kind of hang out. Can they get heat exhaustion? Yes. If they get enclosed in a very hot environment, that's going to be a possibility for them.
Okay. And Dr. Sue Nelson, clinical professor with the Pet Health Center at KSU VetMed, our guest here on In Focus. A lot of people taking summer trips here, and travel is another time when you need to think about how you're going to board your dog or cat?
Yeah, some of the main things for boarding is call ahead in plenty of time to make your reservations. This is a really busy time for the boarding facilities. You may not get in if you call them like last moment. The other thing is all of these facilities are going to require updates on what are called the core vaccines, distemper, combination, and rabies for both cats and dogs. And then for the dogs, something called Portatella, or also often known as the kennel cough vaccine. And some require that for cats as well. So you need to call the facility you plan on boarding and find out what their requirements are.
All right. So that's always good to have here. And those shots, you guys provide those as well at KSU VetMed.
Yeah, we provide them. Your local veterinarian can provide them. Get those done well ahead of time, especially the kennel cough vaccine. You want that in at least a couple of weeks prior to boarding so it's really on board so it can do the best it can do for them.
And are these vaccines that are done yearly or biannually? Or
it depends on the vaccine.
Okay.
The kennel cough one will be at least yearly.
Gotcha. Well, and another thing here, there's alternatives to boarding, and sometimes that can be better for the pet.
Yeah, especially cats tend to like to stay at home a little bit more, and so do some of the dogs. So if you have a trusted friend, family member, or you hire a pet sitter, we have people where they hire them to come in and just check on them anywhere from 1 to 3 or 4 times a day, depending if they need medications and more frequent walks, to where they have people actually come in and house sit, so they house sit there. The house and take care of the pets at the same time and the plants. So those are options as well. It may not be a good option if you have a very aggressive dog or even some cats who don't really like strangers in the house and maybe a bite risk for whoever's taking care of them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always something to think about here. So again, kind of the key moral here today is just having a plan here, no matter whether it's emergency, whether you're going on vacation, you got to be prepared.
Yeah, plan never will be a problem. It will be a problem when you don't have a plan.
All right. Anything else we should know about here for summer as far as maybe not just for your pets, but also maybe some of the farm animals here?
Yeah, the farm animals, we need to make sure that you're keeping water out for them as well. It's nice if they have some shade in the pasture, you know, a grove of trees or a three-sided or a two-sided kind of shelter for them to get under, kind of beat the heat just a little bit. But definitely some fresh water that's going to be out there all the time. And then for our outdoor pets, if they're staying outdoors, making sure their food is fresh. So changing it a couple of times a day. Remember, we're going to have flies that are out this time of year as well. So they're going to be attracted to the food. So making sure their food is staying fresh. And if you have an older or younger pet, they just don't tolerate the heat as well as an in-shape, kind of more middle-aged pet. So these old ones that maybe can't get up very well, maybe having some incontinence issues, that can cause a lot of problems with fly season being around.
I almost don't, and I don't leave my dog out a whole lot. He comes indoors, but, sometimes I don't like to leave his food out because of ants. Is that another issue?
Yep, there's lots of bugs that get attracted to the food.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, lots of stuff to remember here. I want to quickly touch on, I was reading a story here early this morning about a new dean here at the College of Veterinary
Medicine.
Yeah,
Dr. Rush, yes.
Dr. Rush, can you tell me maybe a little bit about what that means here for your department?
I guess we have a dean, so maybe a little – well, she's done a good job as interim dean, so some of this isn't going to change. Maybe a little more stability. Now we can go ahead maybe with other hires and things like that that sometimes get put off until the dean has been put in place. So it's going to be a good thing. So we're glad we finally have a dean hired.
All right. And you guys do such a lot of good work there. If people have any questions, I know you guys are constantly available. How can they get a hold of you there?
Our number is 785-532-5690.
Okay. Dave, I saw you pull your microphone out. You have a...
No.
Nothing
no,
else?
No, I got nothing. It's just always a delight to have her in, and, you know, I kind of listen intently because, you know, my dog celebrated her 10th birthday yesterday.
Well, happy birthday to her.
She's a black lab. We're both graying together and expanding waistlines together.
That happens.
It does.
A lot of pets take on, or their owners look like their pets. So there you go.
And it's been a little challenging because, you know, with the flood, potential flood, you know, I evacuated my home and have had some different living circumstances lately. She's done well.
Good. That's good.
So is the cat, I think.
You think?
She hasn't made it back
yet. Poor cat.
My daughter's, you know, holding out on that, I think.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Good to have you in.
Thank you so much for being here, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Yeah.
Okay. The K-Man Morning Show is brought to you by Manhattan Meat Market. Stop by.